Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There has always been a temptation by clergy and church leaders to do whatever it takes to get people in the pews and then keep them there. The temptation is to rely not upon the work of the Holy Spirit through the faithful preaching of Christ crucified and the rightly administered sacraments. Rather, numbers and money can drive the church's agenda instead of centering the mission of the church on faithful preaching. The Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. However, in order to help the work of God, congregations are often tempted to rely not upon God's word, but upon human factors. We often want to ask, what's in it for me? To preach continually Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins is foolishness to a world that is perishing. But it is the preaching of Christ crucified that we find God's wisdom, his strength, and salvation. For it is the power of God unto salvation for all who trust and believe this message. The Corinthian setting is not far from the world today. Corinth was a busy, highly commercial, cosmopolitan Greek city. The Corinthians, they were preoccupied with making a living, following current trends, looking to politicians to solve their problems. Religiously, they followed the current fads, worshiped false gods to get what they wanted out of them. The Jews of the time, including those in Corinth, the message of the cross was a stumbling block. It was incredible to the Jews that God's chosen one would end his life on a cross. Despite Isaiah's and other prophecies, they had lost sight of the suffering Messiah. The Jews also looked for signs and miracles as proof. And many Jews looked for a Messiah to conquer the Romans and restore their land. They remembered the miracles of the Red Sea crossing, the manna that came down from heaven, the destruction of the walls of Jericho. They looked for the spectacular. Even today, people demand signs and miracles from God rather than desiring the word of God. The Jews despised Jesus for being meek and lowly, one who served and gave his life on the cross. He's not the Messiah our world today expects either. The Greeks sought wisdom. This kind of wisdom is not from God, but from man. It refers to one with a clever mind, a cunning tongue, someone who spends endless hours discussing hair-splitting ideas, someone who has no real interest in any solutions. The Greeks were obsessed with fine words and philosophical arguments. For them, the Christian preacher's blunt message was extremely uncultured. Today, many preachers are also tempted to fill up their time with trivial things and filler to amuse and to entertain. They give people what they want to hear and never challenge them in their faith. On the contrary, the message that proclaims the cross draws a different kind of laughter, doesn't it? It's a mocking instead of listening with respect. Paul infers that the people who had been drawn into the church were not, for the most part, the elite. The Corinthian congregation was composed of the simplest and humblest people. Yet some, even in the higher ranks of society, were becoming Christian. God calls together people from different backgrounds, education, and experience, and He makes us the church. Every Lenten season, we prepare for the events that will lead up to Easter. You know, we walk the difficult steps to Gethsemane. We climb Golgotha and contemplate the hours of torment that our Lord suffered on the cross. We rehearse these events of Holy Week and the familiar parts of the liturgy and the hymns that we have sung since we were children. We know what will happen. We hear the familiar shouts, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" rise from the satanic, people-inspired crowd. We are drawn into the events year after year. Why? Because we have come to know that all the wisdom of this world and all the foolish rhetoric of our sinful humanity, those who think they have all the answers, all come into focus at the cross. Because the seemingly logic or the debaters, the skill of our mental exercising, the creativity that we try to employ, all fall short, fall away as we believe in Christ crucified. The world may see us Christians as foolish and weak, but we don't live in our own wisdom or our own strength. We live in Christ. Paul also reminds us, the church, then and now, that Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul can say, for when I am weak, then I am strong. The result? Paul preached the cross, the cross with the power, as did all the apostles. They preached the cross with power because it was and is the power of God. Now the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God are given as gifts from God. People will see what they want to see. People will hear what they want to hear. People will believe what they want to believe when it comes to the Christian faith. But when it comes to salvation, we hear what God wants us to hear, receive what He wants to give us, and believe in what has been written in His blessed word. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.